Hello and welcome back to my little corner of Oklahoma education. It's been a week. It's been a busy week. We'll go with that. I think I caught a little bit of the springtime sniffles there towards the end of the week and was a little low on energy. But we had parent teacher conferences finishing up on Tuesday night, which went as expected. And but I think I got an early glimpse, and I guess what I refer to as conversation season. This is the time of year I really look forward to because former students stop by and say hi, or current students start to realize that, well, they I guess they open up. They open up and they're willing to talk, and especially just trying to figure things out. And then once again, it just gives me an idea of, a reminder that they have a life outside of class. If I rarely forget that, but if I do, this was another one of those weeks. To remind myself of that. One, I did have a former student stop by. They were on campus taking care of some graduation requirements, and I haven't seen them in probably about almost a year now, and it was really good to see them. They're still seems like they're getting things together and sorted out and maturing. And got to talk for a while before school and then during lunch, but what I ended up telling them is, we're not supposed to have favorites, but they were definitely one of my favorites because I knew them a little bit before I had them in class, and then I had them in class, and then they stuck around a bit their junior year. And I was very appreciative of seeing the growth that they went through. And that was something I said as they were finishing up and needed to head on out. It was just like, I know we're not supposed to have favorites, but you were definitely one of mine. And it wasn't because of grades or anything like that. It was the fact that, growth. They were a favorite of mine because of growth. The journey they went on from like end of freshman year into now almost being almost graduating is just they didn't give up. Yet sure, things maybe weren't always the way they wanted, or maybe friends didn't always treat them the way they wanted, or even still now, but they're not getting bitter. They're not getting bitter. They're not getting frustrated. They're just, it's like, it is what it is, and we move on. And I was so glad to see them again. And I still wish the best and hope, like all students, former students, they keep in touch somehow. Also, for those in my class, it was no, it was another former student, and it was just struggling with schedule and things going on with the schedule of school and work and home. And initially, sometimes I'll be honest, a lot of teenagers when they deal with that, it's usually their fault. I mean, if I'm being honest, like they're not paying attention to the signs around them. They're not paying attention to their schedule. They're not getting things done that they know they need to get done. And then they're trying to blame others. And so I usually start with that, like, oh, yeah, well, are you sure? And what about this? And what about this? And as the conversation kept going after school one day, I realized I needed to stop and just be like, oh, dang. It's like, no, this is not right. Like this is not normal. It's not like bad. But it's also just, it's a lot. It's like, and it's okay that you know that it's a lot. And the fact that you're dealing with it with grace and style, is such a good thing. So I got to have that real conversation for a second. It's like, no, all joking aside, what you're describing, it's a lot. That's a lot going on in your schedule right now. And the only thing, I can say is try to have conversations with the various people that are a part of this schedule and try to get it sorted out because, the overwhelmed feeling you have is normal, and you're not wrong for feeling that way. And I hope they got to hear that. And I hope maybe over the days and weeks they try to take some steps, whether it be with school or home or work, to try to sort out the schedule and just so they can feel a little more or a little less overwhelmed. What else we got going on? I had a couple of students that I got to talk to at one point. One's got a just the struggle of juggling a job. And we talked about this before, and I have too, the idea that I have a lot of grace for students because they really do have two jobs. Whether even if they're just going to school and they're doing like sports or activities, or if they literally have school and then a job. And I just always try to keep that in mind when I'm, doing classroom activities or how I run class and my expectations for them is just they have six other classes besides mine, and they have a life outside of the building. And just talking with one of those students and his schedule and everything that was going on, it was just kind of a good reminder that, they do have things they're trying to do. Their money they're trying to save for. Sometimes they're trying to save money so they can move out when they graduate. Sometimes they're just saving money for college. But it's like, I should celebrate that because they're forward thinking and planning and trying to get things done. And have a little grace for the fact that they're just in a weird chapter in life right now where they're just super busy, and I shouldn't be dismissive of that. I had other students just struggles dealing with sickness or just grief. And one, it was just, you hear the story and it's like, oh, that's a lot. Again, and the fact that you have to deal with that as a teenager, whether it be like death in the family, or something like that. And I wonder how many times teachers are just unaware of that. That's maybe why your student is acting the way they are. Maybe because someone they care for is sick, or someone they care for has died. Or maybe it's like the anniversary, like the first, second, third year anniversary of someone they know and loved has passed away. And maybe that's what's going on. And maybe it's not personal. And I was reminded of that this week too, just having some conversations with students. And then just the overall conversation of just trying to fit in. I had a good one just right at the end of the week. It's kind of out of nowhere. Didn't expect it. And I'll be honest, I was, you know, kind of at the end of my energy level, but I was glad that I was able to practice presence and be there for that conversation. Because it is something like who we are and what we're about and fitting in and trying to, you know, sort through that. It's tough. It's tough for us adults. And it's even harder for teenagers because they don't realize that that's actually kind of a normal thing to go through. They add on to the struggles of like, who am I? What am I about? What am I? What do I like? What do I not like? And is that okay? And then they add on top of that of, am I weird for thinking this? And I was glad I was able to be there and be available to sort through some of that, hopefully, that no, it's okay to not like something about yourself and want to do something about it. And it's okay to not like something about yourself and struggle to do something about it. But I think the thing is, it's just recognizing that and moving forward. And also realizing that some things, maybe like your clothing, your hairstyle, that's just unique to you, and try it out. And if someone wants to judge that, that says more about them than it says about you. And I was glad I was able to be available for that. So it's conversation season already, and I am here for it. And I look forward to more of them coming this next week and in the coming months. But also a good reminder that you never know where they're going to come from. And I should always just make sure I'm present and ready, and because you never know when a need might be met. What else? Oh, there's a student club that's been meeting in my classroom Tuesday mornings, and it's been really cool to see that club grow and flourish, and talking with two of the young ladies that run the club, and how to like better meet the needs of the people in it. You know, whether we do a small group discussions or large group discussions, whether you do, you know, one person leading, multiple people leading, do you incorporate videos? And over this last week or so, they decided to try something different. And it was really cool to see. They were kind of like, oh, that kind of worked. And talking with them in between classes as they tried to brainstorm what to do next. Like, do we stick with the change? Do we go back to the way it was? And I really need to sit down and maybe try to find time to talk with them before or after school, because like, this is in my wheelhouse. This is what I love talking about. And I wish I could do this more with teachers. It's just the idea of you tried something, now let's talk about it. Like, did that get the results you wanted? You know, are you going to try to force every group to answer, or are you going to let them do their own thing? And this is, it was really fun to see their little wheels spinning in their brain as they were trying to figure out if the changes they made were worth it, and if they wanted to continue with it, or if they wanted to, you know, iterate and try something else. And that's been really fun to see this week as they go through that process. What else? I finished my book, The Gang of Three, which when I put that on the screen, some of my students are like, whoa, what are you reading? What's going on over here? And it's not that fancy or scary. It's basically a psychologist out of England. He did he does summaries of psychology type things. And I might read some of his other books. I'll be honest, the first beginning of it was a bit, it was like the pre-Socratics, but he's doing the summary of what Socrates and Plato and Aristotle were all about. And I always kind of thought I was more of a blend of the two. And I've read another book that said we kind of need a blend of like Plato and Aristotle. But I was really getting into the Aristotle stuff this time. I've even ordered one of Plato's books and Aristotle's Ethics, which should be here this weekend, and I'm pretty excited about that. So I can maybe dive into it a little bit more. But if I had to sum it all up, you know, and what's, I was telling the class, this is what's so amazing to me, that you're reading these things from these dudes that were like around 2,500 years ago, but it's still applicable today. It's still applicable today. And part of it is what they were saying is just the how to live the good life. That's what this gang of three was about, trying to answer the question of how do you live the good life? And they all agree that it, happiness, the goal is happiness. But the thing is, happiness is, it's not a disposition. Happiness is an activity. And it's from virtuous activity, like doing good. But how do you find out how to do good? Well, philosophy, contemplation, thinking things through. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so true. That is what I found to be true. When I am at my best, it's when I'm doing good and speaking good. And it's because I've thought about the words and the actions that I have and how they would impact others and how I would receive these words and actions if I was on the other end. And when I put that into practice, my life, my home, my classroom goes so much better. But some things in summary is it was kind of the idea of, you know, we're all in this together, and it's only by looking after one another, by doctoring one another with reason, that we might make progress. And I was like, oh yeah, that's so true. Just we have to look after each other. We have to talk through things. We have to sort through our ideas, because if not, we're just on that base animal instinct, just reacting and not thinking and reasoning. And I was like, yep, I believe that for quite a while. And it's something I try to work on with students sometimes. It's like, whoa. I mean, I know they just said that thing, but why do you think they said it? Or what do you think saying something mean back to them is going to do? A lot of those behavior conversations is basically this, like, whoa, we're in this together. We got to figure this out, and let's think through our ideas. And I think more than anything is that, once again, he kind of summed it up towards the end about, it is by being good that we may be happy. You know, that these three, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, were like the epitome of sanity. If they visit us today and sit in our clinics, they would be appalled by our short-termism and short-sightedness. Surely, they would say, the best way to feel better is to be better, and we have shown you how. Your salvation lies simply in being what you were meant to be, a human being in the fullest sense. If you only aim at that, everything else will fall into place. And yeah, that's totally true. And that's what's so, and that really reflects a lot of my religious beliefs as well. It's like, we're not human doings, we're human beings. And it's like, and what you are and who you are is what's so important. And if you really want to find happiness, it's not about what others can give you. It's not about what the universe can give you or your deity can give you. It's about living a virtuous life. And if you're struggling to figure out the virtuous activities, the good that can be done, so struggling to find the things that you can do better so things will be better, maybe give yourself some more time for contemplation. Whatever that looks like, you know, reading a book, journaling, sitting and listening to your favorite album at the coffee shop, just thinking about the day, thinking about the events of your day and how they went down and how possibly your words and actions could be better. And I think if we just don't push past that, if we are deliberate about having some more time to do that, I think things would be better. I know they have been for me, and I know they will be in the future. So, that was a lot. Philosophy. Oh, I love it. I think I just decided I'm probably going to order some more of his books. There's one on Indian philosophy and one on Stoicism, which I'm already a fan of. But yeah, if I want things to be better, I need to do better. And how do I do better? Think about what I've done. Think about what others are doing and see if that leads down a path I want to go on. If you haven't been doing that, I suggest you try it. And as always, have a day.